Mark in the Morning comes to you from the studios of 100.3 The Sound in Los Angeles. In Southern California, hear it happen live without a net from 6 to 10 a.m. Weekdays on 100.3 FM.
I just want all of you to know the pit of despair that I live in. I am still being beaten up by both Mikey and Gina for saying Tarzan and not Tarzan. Both of you, you need to drink a glass of shut up juice.
Mark, Tarzana is a beautiful neighborhood. You'd be lucky to live there.
Gina, give me the group.
Oh, the OJs. Damn it.
Embarrassing. No, it's a body part.
Wait, the song or the band?
The band that made this song, it's a body part.
It's Play That Funky Music.
Play That Funky Music.
I'm
looking for the group.
Play That Funky Music. I'm going to phone a friend. Jackie in the screener booth.
Hey, girl. It's Wild Cherry.
Yeah, Wild Cherry. Well, obviously, it's Wild Cherry. Wild
well
Cherry.
Done, Jackie. All right, today, a lot of show. First of all, it's election day here in California. Chick on the Street is going to be out at the exit polls, and she has lovely parting gifts if anybody, as they exit, chooses to tell her who they voted for. And depending on who they voted for, they get a different parting gift from Chick on the Street. The Playboy Mansion has sold.
What?
Yeah, they sold it. It's a dump. And I'll tell you the future of it, I think, if I'm reading between the lines correctly. And so we'll share that.
You've been, right, Mark?
I have.
Yeah, me too. You don't want to look too closely at anything.
Well, look, it's a piece of Americana.
Right.
It's the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah.
You know, so many times fashioned in the magazine, but really it's a dump. And I hadn't been there in 20 years and it was a dump then. I can only imagine what it looks like now. What is that? Oh, it's Hugh Hefner. So we've got video. This is crazy great. I'll share the story. The Monkey Robber. We're going to have a Freddie Mercury challenge. Gina talked to me about this. There apparently is a guy that sounds so much like Freddie Mercury, you may not be able to tell when it's Freddie and when it's this guy. And why don't they have him in there doing it instead of Adam Lambert?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, I think this was his, like, audition submission. So he threw his hat in the ring.
Okay. The topic for today, did you go to your high school reunion? Now, the reason this exists is because Gina's is coming up.
Yeah.
And she refuses to go.
Yeah.
She will share her reasons why. But if you have a story about your high school reunion, I've got three. I went to the first one.
Really? So that was 10-year?
Yeah, 10-year. I went to the first 10-year.
All right.
And then they tried to get me back for the 20 and the 30, and I was...
not into it.
Busy, like, fertilizing the lawn. Couldn't go. So our political debate, at some point today, we want to get a Hillary supporter, a Trump supporter, and a Bernie supporter, and let you kind of discuss why it is that you will want to vote for your particular candidate. Facebook feud, Sophia Simmons. Is it Sophie?
I think it's Sophie Simmons, Gene Simmons' daughter.
Right. Mikey, did you find the video of Gene doing his kiss makeup on her?
I will. I haven't checked, but I will.
It's so good. It took like 10 minutes. I was glued to it. There's something mesmerizing about it. And take a guess how much money the Chewbacca mom has made. It's a little shocking when you consider she just bought a mask and sat in her car. All of it's coming up on Mark in the Morning. Now, I'll just talk this through. What was it? 4 or 5 years ago, ABBA was offered $1 billion to
reunite.
That's
a lot of money.
Yeah, $1 billion to reunite and perform and do a tour. And they very quickly said no. They have now reunited 30 years since all four stepped on a stage. They did it at Bjorn's Mamma Mia themed restaurant in Stockholm. All four were there on stage together. It was a reunion. It did happen, but they did not perform.
Sorry, I just want to hear this. S-O-S. So So are you telling me that Agnetha, Annie, Bjorn, and Benny were all at a Mamma Mia themed restaurant?
Yes.
Oh, man, I should have got
it. I am telling you that.
That's fantastic.
Now, did you go see Mamma Mia, the play?
Yes, I've seen it. I loved it. I loved the movie. I love those jukebox musicals, you know, where the songs were already pop songs.
Okay, so wait. Meryl Streep, did she do the movie?
Yes.
Was she in my...
It was great.
Wait, I saw a clip. It was embarrassing.
No, no, that's where you're wrong. It was so bad, it was great.
Okay.
It was one of those.
Okay.
It was fantastic. And I love ABBA. Like, I celebrate the catalog. So this was fun for me.
Then tell me, ABBA fan, what is it about this garbage? Gina is fisting in the air.
Wait a second. It's just, I mean, you love pop music more than anybody. This is the ultimate pop music. This is Swedish pop music.
Yeah, I don't hate it, but I cannot...
Can't
color
sign off.
Myself as fan.
I'm not a Dancing Queen fan. I kind of hate that song, but everything else, love it.
Now, kind of funny, because I didn't know this. Last night, we're sitting outside for cocktail hour. By the way, go to Mark in the Morning Facebook. You can see the storm that was brewing as we were trying to enjoy cocktail hour. It's up. Skeeter put it up. Look, the one thing, when we have weather, we have freaking weather. Anyway, we're talking about our son Matthew. He's getting married this November to his fiancée, Eleni, and he's putting together his bachelor party. And I said to Linda, you know, I have contacts. I can get him some great strippers. To which she replied, he doesn't want a stripper. He wants a magician.
Oh.
What have I raised?
That is the most delightfully nerdy thing I've ever heard. He's such a nerd. I love him.
He is a nerd. I mean, as I took him to Revenge of the Sith, Star Wars, yeah, where Anakin turned into Darth Vader, yeah, and we're sitting side by side, he looked at me and he said, do you mind if I sit alone? This is too important.
So good.
So I'm going to have to go through the rigors. I've got to find the boy a magician. I don't know where his bachelor party is, but I got to find out. Then try to get a good magician.
Why doesn't he just take all the boys to the Magic Castle in Hollywood?
Don't you have to be a member or something?
Yeah, I know people. I can get him in.
Oh,
we can talk about that. I hope he's not listening. I'm sure he's asleep. But we'll talk about that. That would be fun.
That would be... Can you drink in there?
They insist.
Now...
be heard around the universe is Mr. Mike TV.
Good job.
You love to watch TV,
you.
Mike?
You bet.
And I like to screw things up, too. Let's do some comedy. Here's Conan O'Brien, Seth Meyers, and Jimmy Fallon with some jokes.
Let's check in on the election here. Bernie Sanders campaigned in California yesterday ahead of the state's Democratic primary and even checked out the famous carousel at the Santa Monica Pier. Yeah. It got a little awkward when the music stopped and Bernie still wouldn't admit that the ride was over. But, you know... This is going to be a contested carousel.
A new poll found that Donald Trump's recent outrageous comments might cost him the state of Florida. Yeah. Yeah, you know things are bad when a candidate is considered too crazy for Florida. Yes. Too crazy for Florida.
A cloth bearing a drop of blood from Pope John Paul II has been stolen, begging the question, what is Nicolas Cage up to now?
We need the Pope's blood.
Other big sports stories, that game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals was tonight on NBC. I saw that before tonight's game, members of Metallica performed the Star Spangled Banner. Yeah, hockey and Metallica. Even Donald Trump was like, that's too white. It's just a little bit too white.
There you go. There's your Mike TV.
Boo-boo sick. Good dog.
All right, so it's vote day here in California. We have a text poll up. Just simply let us know. You can text Sanders, Clinton, or Trump to 21003. Sanders, Clinton, or Trump, 21003. Okay, let's talk this through, Gina.
Mm-hmm.
Now, There's a definite answer to this, but we're going to discuss it first. Axl Rose is in a good place these days with his Guns N' Roses reunion tour and being part of AC/DC for the end of their Rock or Bust date. So it comes as no surprise that he is trying to distance himself from part of his negative past, such as photographs of his one-time fat self that are online. His legal team has issued takedown notices to Blogspot and Google user content demanding that an image from a 2010 show in Canada be removed from the internet immediately. Can he do that?
I can only tell you anecdotally why I don't think he can, because there were those awful pictures of Beyonce rehearsing at the Super Bowl and she wasn't able to take those down. So I don't think so.
Now, the rule of thumb that I have always heard is that if you take a photograph with your camera, regardless of what it is or who it is, you own it because you took the picture.
Right. Now, you could, I suppose, bribe somebody to take it down, but it's always going to be somewhere, you know?
Well, this story, according to
paper
story,
and, yeah, words.
The reason Axl can make this demand is that Guns N' Roses makes photographers sign over the copyrights of their photos. They allow a one-time use of the photo.
Oh.
So Axl actually holds the copyright to the photograph.
Oh, he got lucky.
And if that is fact, then the internet is in breach.
I mean, I don't know that the internet in as a whole is going to care, but that's huge. But you know why he wants these taken down. Not only are the pictures really unflattering, but there's a ton of memes online with that picture. So my favorite is, "Welcome to the jungle, we've got tons of cake." There's lots of them, and they're pretty offensive.
You know, periodically, my interest in the human society is brought back because so many things happen that makes me hate all of you.
Right.
But every now and then, a meme comes up, something that some human did that is just hysterical. And they just do this because they've got time and they're funny.
Nothing but time.
It's pretty great. Okay, check this out. One day, Candace Payne was just a regular cool mom sitting in her car after a shopping trip to Kohl's, and she decided to try out the talking Chewbacca mask she had just purchased. The next day, she was the biggest star on the internet. Mikey, would you share that footage? Literally overnight, her simple Chewbacca mask video went completely viral, and now it is the most watched live video on Facebook ever. Now, take a guess how much money she has made since she did that.
Well, it's only been, what, a couple of weeks? And I think it's more just about the notoriety, so I'm going to say, I don't know, 25,000.
According to Money, which I guess is a website, she has made a grand total of $420,000.
What?
It all came out of posting a 4-minute video where she laughs in her car over or through a Chewbacca mask. Clearly, the Wookiee is winning.
You made a fair move. Screaming about it can't help you.
I don't have it. It's not wise to upset a Wookiee.
But, sir, nobody worries about upsetting a droid.
It's because a droid don't pull people's arms out of their sockets when they lose. Wookiees are known to do that.
I see your point, sir. I suggest a new strategy, Ardu. Let the Wookiee win.
Yes, Gina.
I've been loving Wookiees my entire life. And do you know what? I've never made a dime, but it has cost me an arm and a leg. So if you don't think I'm furious and you got another Wookiee coming.
All right, I want you all to know the hell that I live in. Not only is Mikey and Gina still making fun of me for saying Tarzan instead of Tarzan.
Wait. You can't even be the butt of the right joke.
Tarzan.
You say Tarzan.
Oh, it's supposed to be Tarzan?
Yes.
Who says?
Everybody who's ever said the name Tarzan. Mm-hmm.
I choose to disagree.
Okay.
I'll just go with what. And since the show began this morning, during breaks, Gina has yapped from the beginning of the show. I've been very clear. This is a yap-free zone.
Oh, were you clear about that?
Drink a glass of shut up juice.
But first, do trending.
One of these days, I'm going to get to meet The Rock, and he and I together are going to go, can you smell what The Rock's got cooking? Mark my words, it's going to happen.
Okay.
All right, let's find out what's trending. Here's Yapper.
Thanks. Well, CNN claims that Hillary Clinton has clinched the Democratic presidential nomination, though I don't think Bernie's given up yet. Hey, one-time YouTube sensation and MMA fighter known as Kimbo Slice passed away on Monday in Florida at the age of 42. And here's what's trending in sports. In order to recover from an injury that kept him out of four games in the first two rounds of the playoffs, Steph Curry has already informed the USA basketball team he will not play for Team USA during the 2016 Summer Olympics in Brazil. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Coming up at 6:55, how much do you think this dude sounds like Freddie Mercury? But first, Led Zeppelin, this is Mark in the Morning.
So you probably heard this. The mother of the three-year-old boy who fell into the gorilla enclosure at the Cincinnati Zoo will not be charged with a crime. Hamilton County Prosecutor Joseph Dieters held a press conference yesterday and ruled it out.
For instance, had she been in the bathroom smoking crack and let her kids run around the zoo, that'd be a different story. But that's not what was happening here. She was being attentive to her children by all witness accounts, and the three-year-old just scampered off.
He added that while it's an unfortunate that the zoo officials had to shoot and kill the gorilla, quote, it's still an animal. It does not equate human life, and they felt that this boy's life was in jeopardy, and they made the painful choice to do what they did.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, once I heard the details, in fact, it was a listener who called, because I was kind of like, where were the parents?
Yeah.
But it appears that she was attentive. She was dealing with some of the other kids, and the boy just went.
Yeah, we talked about this on the Adam Carolla show, too, and Adam said, you know, he made a good point. He said, look, what happened happened. Her actions were her actions. Now, if the gorilla didn't die, if the boy was perfectly fine, we wouldn't be having this conversation. That doesn't change what she did. It just changed the unfortunate situation of the gorilla. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
She didn't do anything to change it, but the fact that the gorilla got violent, action had to be taken. It's a horrible story.
It is. It's unfortunate all the way around. Now, according to Mikey, I have an impression that I do. And I'll tell you, the impression is Charlie Sheen. I was just playing around, and I would say it. And every time I did it, Mikey cracked up. And he made the comment, it's your best impression. Let me correct you, Mikey. It is my only impression.
No. Because remember last year, you were all high and mighty on your John Lennon impression?
Oh, that's right.
This is 1,000 times better.
Okay. Yeah, I do have the John Lennon, and it is bad. I know that.
This is incredible. This is uncanny.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to do it for you. I'm going to make you wait.
Wait, why?
Come on.
Because it's the only voice I've got, and I want to make you want it.
Well, I will second that it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't do and this shows the power of my brilliance. It's only one word.
Yeah.
My Charlie Sheen, it's one word.
Yeah.
So, when I do it, you're going to think that Charlie Sheen is in the room. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. Wrong,
huh? Okay. There. Right. I've said it.
Good.
So no matter what happens in my life, I've got that going for
me.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I always try to have a gift for you when there's one. This is all from the desk of Skeeter. As we're sitting out having cocktail hour, she shares different things with me, and I have a video gift. It's dogs. And I am so entertained by stupid dogs being stupid. And this is a prime example of exactly that. So if you want my gift today, it's on Mark in the Morning Facebook. Following Muhammad Ali's death Friday night from Parkinson's, Ringo Starr spoke to Rolling Stone about the Beatles meeting with the soon-to-be champ on February 18, 1964, 9 days after the Beatles played on the Ed Sullivan Show, and a week before Ali won his first heavyweight championship title. Then known as Cassius Clay, Ali met the Fab Four at the Fifth Street Gym in Miami Beach. After the meeting and out of earshot, Mohammed reportedly said, "Who were those sissies?" Ringo says that's okay because they didn't know who he was either. Quote, "In all honesty, we didn't know one boxer from another. That's how it worked out. Somebody set up the photo shoot." As for those legendary photos taken that day, Ringo said, quote, "His cross to bear was that everybody you see him in a photograph with, whether it's Mandela or on a talk show, it's a punch photo." Mm-hmm. But there were more, including one where Ali picked up Ringo. Quote, I don't know why. He just picked me up. It wasn't like, okay, pick him up now. He just did it. He grabbed me and lifted me up. What was I going to say? Hey, come outside. He was powerful. He was just physically and spiritually powerful. He was just great. It is a huge loss to us.
Wow.
And speaking of that, Ali will be laid to rest this coming Friday. The family will honor his wishes with a private service followed by a funeral procession to a public memorial. Actor Will Smith is one of eight selected to help carry Ali's casket. They became big friends 15 years ago on the set of Ali. The role earned Smith an Academy Award nomination. Also, it was revealed that President Bill Clinton will eulogize the greatest of all time.
Nice. And I believe that they will be live streaming some of the eulogies because the rest of us can't be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's in Louisville, right? That's his hometown?
Yes, at the KFC Yum Center. Not a very romantic name, but that's where it can accommodate a bunch of people.
Okay, so Gina brought this to my attention. I've not heard this, but apparently this guy auditioned to be the lead singer for Queen. And I've not heard it, but Gina says it's pretty great.
It's not as great as your Charlie Sheen impression. It falls just short, but this is pretty incredible. Now, this is a dude in his house with a microphone. I think it's so good that I'm not totally sure it's real, but apparently it is, and here it is.
Mark Martel, Somebody to Love audition. Here we go. With the Dirty Stash.
Each morning I get up, I tie a little. Can barely stand on my feet.
Take a look
in the mirror and cry. Lord, what you doing to me? I spent all of my years in believing you, but I just can't get no relief. Lord, somebody,
somebody,
can anybody find me? Somebody to love.
Wow.
I have chills.
Every day of my life, I work to like my bones. At the end,
of the day,
I take home my hard-earned pay. All of my
bones,
I get down on my knees and I start to pray till the tears run down from my eyes.
Lord,
somebody,
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 can anybody find me?
You know, I wonder, I mean, obviously he has the voice. He could clearly carry. I wonder what his presence is, because whether you like Adam Lambert or not, he is a very good front man. He has really good energy. He sounds good, but his presence is very physical, and I think that's a big part of it.
I think you're right. I also think, not to sound too jaded, but if they have an opportunity to get someone who's already famous and help fill those shoes and help fill those seats, they're going to go with a famous person and not some kid who happens to be amazing.
Because you can't, you know, regardless of how good you sound, you can't just stand there.
Right.
You've got to have a presence of the stage.
Sure.
You got to be able to carry it.
And,
and maybe that was one of the reasons, but he really sounded great. Paul McCartney says he was raised a racist. He tells Event Magazine, quote, "When I was a kid, you were racist without knowing it. It was just the normal thing to use certain words that we wouldn't use now." He later learned that those words were derogatory. Quote, along the way, we suddenly realized how it would make the people we were talking about feel. And then the penny dropped. And I think that happened for a lot of people. I related to that because I was raised in Alabama. And we were raised with those words. It wasn't that I was raised a racist. It was just, he said it correctly. We didn't know
right.
that these words were bad or harmful. We were raised with those words. It's part of the vocabulary.
Well, and if you're listening and you don't think you can relate, trust me, you can without even realizing it. Words like, oh, that guy gypped me. Well, that's not a very nice thing to say. That's, you know, the Romany gypsies talking about how they're stealing from you, or that guy welched on a bet. These are not kind things to say to people, and they've been part of the lexicon for so long, you don't even know where they come from.
Well, the moment that I learned these were harmful words, because I'm not a racist, I was around it, but the moment I realized these are bad words, I put them away.
Yeah.
You know, luckily I was able to do that like Paul was, but you know, when you're a kid and you're raised in that, it's just what it is.
Yeah.
Until somebody said, you really can't say that
oughtn't
word.
Oughtn't say that.
Yeah. Ought not.
Yeah, ought not? Is that, I'm sorry, was that the contraction of oughtn't?
Well, actually, it comes from Katie. Katie, chick on the street, my youngest child, has the ability of creating words. And I defend it because it makes all the sense in the world. She will say, let's say she was in a store and she was thinking about buying something and she didn't. She would say, I wish I had bought that. It works. It's not a word, but it is.
It's almost as good as your might could.
The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, Mark.
Well, again, look. Thank you. That was fun, and it's nice to kind of talk Sutham as these crazy things that happen.
We got to make T-shirts.
Sutham as seats.
We've got to do it.
Look, I don't know where I was or what I was doing when I said that. Play it again, Mikey. Well, again, thank you. That was fun, and it's nice to kind of talk Sutham as these crazy things that happen.
So I ask you again, Mark, what is a Sutham as seats?
I wish I could tell you. I don't remember saying it. Is that what I'm expressing?
He's so angry, he's chopping in and out, that poor guy. What he meant to say in that moment was through some of these things, but it came out.
As Sutham as seats.
Sutham as seats.
Sutham as seats, everybody. Sutham as seats.
$20.
I don't think he's talking about it. Can you hear me?
Well, yeah, we're cutting in now. Junie, why don't you grab it?
I'm afraid. I don't want to do it wrong. I don't want to make it so that somebody doesn't get their big $20. All right, go for it, Mark.
Okay. Well, I forgot to tell people to call 888-696-1003. It is for $20 today. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Everybody's talking about it.
Are they?
Okay, maybe they're not. Okay, here we go. Let's go to Anthony. Anthony, how you doing? Okay, he's gone.
Are we haunted today? Is this the poltergeist?
Let's try Jason. Good morning, Jason.
Anthony, how you doing?
Why do we bother?
Okay, Mark, try Petunia.
Oh, yes, please take Petunia.
And Petunia, lower your radio.
Petunia, is that your real name?
Oh, crap, she hung up.
Oh, come on.
Are we having a solar flare?
Give me someone, anyone. And nobody's enjoying this right now more than Danny.
We have full
All right,
phones.
Let's go to Nicholas. Nicholas.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good, good.
Where do you live?
In Downey.
How old are you?
24.
You married?
No, I'm engaged for this November.
Oh, mazel
okay.
Tov.
Hey, so is my son going to get married in November?
Yeah,
cool.
I know.
What's her name?
Her name is Jessica.
Yeah. How long you known her?
4 years. 2012.
Okay, good. Not awesome. And do you guys plan to have kids?
Yeah, we want to wait probably about a year and a half. Just kind of be married,
Nicholas,
for a while.
not to get all serious, but do you guys have a good sit-down conversation and talk about the stuff like whether you do want kids or not, how often you're going to have sex? Do you have those conversations?
well, we bring up, like, the kids stuff. Like, she wants to have, like, one of her own or two at the most, and then she wants to adopt maybe. So
I like that plan.
She's down for to be a parent, a mom.
What do you do for a living besides giggle?
I work construction in Santa Ana, so I got to take the dreaded 5 freeway every morning.
I hate it. It has wronged me so many times. You know what I'm talking about. And by the way,
going north,
they've been doing
construction.
Yeah,
still.
Agreed.
They've been doing construction on the 5 for like 30 years. Mm-hmm. Why
it's
don't, instead
stop,
of working
dude.
8 hours a day, why don't you hire 3 crews and work 24/7? Yeah, it's going to cost more, but it'll happen quicker. And eventually you're going to spend all that money anyway. Listen
they
to me.
They say completion like in 2017, 2018. That's a bunch of BS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's crap. All right, Nicholas, here's what's up. I've got a simple question I'm going to ask you. It's worth $20. If you answer it, you get $20. If you don't, tomorrow's question is worth how much, Nicholas?
25.
Yeah.
That, well done. Good math. Like it.
Smart.
All right. Here we go, Nicholas.
All right.
And you've got 5. You got 5 seconds to answer it.
Either way.
Okay. What nationality was the artist Rembrandt?
5.
Rembrandt. I'm going to say Italian.
No, you've proven to the world, Nicholas, that you're a dumbass. Obviously, he's Dutch. He's from Holland.
What are the Dutch masters, Nicholas?
All right.
Well, Nicholas, why do you choose to listen to Mark in the Morning when there's so many other shows that are better?
I grew up on classic rock from my dad, 70s from my dad, 80s from my mom. You guys play a little bit of both, and you guys are hilarious. My mom told me Mark and Brian was hilarious in the 90s and the early 2000s. So I had to listen. So you guys are just great every morning. The whole crew is just perfect. It's
well,
great.
Mark and Brian, we weren't funny in the 80s. We didn't get funny until the 90s, I guess.
Oh, no, I'm talking about like the 80s music. My mom got me the 80s music.
Nicholas, the best to you. Thanks for listening and thanks for calling.
What he's trying to say is we're having these crazy technical haunted house poltergeist difficulties today. When Nicholas had called for the 5 seconds for $20 and Mark asked why he loved the show so much, I thought his answer was going to be because we're technically flawless. Oh, there you are. Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm good. Hopefully I can stay on the air long enough to share this break with you. We are a text poll. It's a vote day. So you can tell us what you're going to vote for by texting Sanders, Clinton, or Trump to 21003. Where are we right now, Mikey?
Donald has got a pretty big lead.
The Don, man.
Yeah.
Wow. The Playboy Mansion is going from bunnies to Twinkies.
What?
The famous Playboy Mansion has been sold to Darren Metropolis, who owns Twinkies maker Hostess Brands. As part of the deal, Darren has agreed to let the 90-year-old Hugh Hefner live on the 20,000-square-foot Holmby Hill spread for the rest of his life. The house was listed at $200 million. Variety says it has sold for about $120
million. Okay.
Gina, what do you think Mr. Metropolis has plans for the Playboy Mansion?
Well, judging by his name, I'm assuming he's part of the Super Friends. I have no idea.
Well, it doesn't look good. In 2009, he bought the house next door to the Playboy Mansion for $18
million. Oh, I see what you're about to say.
So usually when somebody does this, they bulldoze both houses and build a mega house.
Yeah.
So I think that's what he's going to do.
Playboy Mansion is hotter today than at any other time. A part of that's because of the television show that goes next door. But I think it's also because I'm out and about, you know, the multiple girlfriends. Fuels fascination with both men and women.
So we have a text poll going. It's vote day. We'd like to know what you're voting for. You can text Sanders, Clinton, or Trump to 21003. Where are we right now, Mikey? On the
right now, Donald Trump has a huge lead.
I see what you did.
That's funny. I see what you did there.
Speaking of which,
when this hustling, bustling, gritty city sometimes gets you down, hey, what a treat to meet the chick on the street. You never know what she might say.
I ain't gonna cuss, bitch.
It's Katie. And it's gonna be a great day.
All right, so we sent Katie out to the poll.
Oh. Sorry.
Katie.
What's up? Good morning.
What are you doing?
So I have to be 100 feet away from the door. So I am just getting this tape measure ready to make sure that I am officially 100 feet away from the door. Yes,
Katie,
yes.
Sweetie, I don't think you need to be that worried. I don't think you need to bring
I'm not looking to go to jail. I'm not looking to get into any kind of trouble.
Cover your A, Katie.
All right, I think yeah, we're good.
So Katie is...
She's rolling it back in 100 feet.
It's coming in quick. Okay, we're good.
All right, so Katie is at the polls, and she's going to be trying to get people to talk to her and tell her what they voted for. So, Katie, we'll check back in a little later. You finish up your tape measure stuff, okay?
All right.
Live from Radio City in Hollywood, it's Facebook Feud, starring Mark Thompson with Gina Grad.
Now, Facebook Feud consists of real online conversations between real people about really stupid stuff. The names have been changed to protect the ignorant, but these posts may sound familiar. KSWDFM, its staff, ownership, management, sponsors, affiliates, and the actors who skillfully reenact these conversations are not responsible. If you recognize one of your own posts, newsflash, Facebook is public. Anybody can read them. I got my word screwed up there. Look.
Facebook.
Allow us to prove it as we bring you Facebook Feud.
Today's episode, Relationship Woes.
Love isn't easy. Not a good day. I need a drink.
Oh, ruining another relationship? Didn't see that coming.
You're just jealous he chose me over your fugly ass.
A 26-year-old with no job and a stupid goatee. I don't know how I'll live without him. Hashtag pube face.
My goatee isn't stupid.
It's funny because you have a goatee.
Have you read anything on Facebook that's really effed up? Of course you have. Email a screenshot to danny@thesoundla.com with the subject line Facebook Feud. If we use it on the air, we'll send you a Mark in the Morning t-shirt and say your name on the radio. That email address is danny@thesoundla.com.
Word.
Good stuff, everybody. Really, really well acted.
All right, Gina.
Yeah.
You are going to love this.
Johnny is a joker, he's a bird.
A fox named Fergie was found and rescued in Australia as a baby. When she was taken to an animal shelter, the employees were worried that Fergie the fox would get lonely. There was no need to worry as Fergie was introduced to Faith, an 11-year-old rescue dog who befriended the fox, and now they are as thick as thieves. Young Fergie is full of energy, needs lots of love and attention, and Faith is kind and patient, so they totally balance each other out. A fox and a hound, a happy ending.
It's one of my favorite Disney movies come to life. Do you remember The Fox and the Hound Dog?
I do.
It's really happening. Oh, that's great, Mark.
Now, I'm going to have to find this picture and have Mikey post it. There was, and I don't know why, but there was a dog and a chimpanzee that became absolute best buddies.
Find it now.
You've seen it, Mikey?
Yeah, I remember a couple years ago, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to locate them. It is so good.
Celebrate! Celebrate! Dance to the music!
What would you do if you learned that you had won $5.8 million in the lottery? If you were Armando Gillen, you would finish your 12-hour work shift.
Wow.
Gillen works as a kitchen manager at a pub in England when he learned he had just won $6 million on a scratch-off lottery ticket. He kept it to himself and worked the remaining hours of his shift. Quote, I found out I had won around 8 p.m. I didn't finish my shift until midnight. 46-year-old Gillian, who's originally from Gambia, told the Wilshire Times, quote, I wanted to celebrate but couldn't. It was a feeling I can't really express. Gillian has now left his job at the restaurant. He plans for the money to include paying for his oldest daughter's education and then donating some of the winnings to charity. He's also looking to move from his one-bedroom apartment to a three-bedroom home.
Does anyone you know, including everyone in this room, have that much dignity? I say we don't.
I'll be honest with you. I would not want to leave anybody in the lurch.
Yeah.
I think that I would probably say something to the effect of, I'm going to finish this shift, but I won't be back anytime soon.
You're a better man than I, because my trending would be sayonara, suckers!
You mean in the middle of your shift, you would...
just found out I won $6 million. I mean, no, what am I talking about? But it would be a sweet trending.
Okay, you won $6 million. What is the first thing you would do?
Literally the first thing?
Mm-hmm.
Mark, I just won $6 million! And then I would demand we talked about it for the rest of the show. And then I would take a little vacay. But I would pay off Dave Beasing, so my job would be here when I got back.
Let's find out what's trending. Here's Miss Grant.
Well, a jury has recommended the death sentence for the serial killer known as the Grim Sleeper. Renee Zellweger is returning to the big screen to reprise her role as Bridget Jones, but says she needed to take a break from Hollywood before starring in the sequel, saying, quote, I found anonymity so I could have exchanges with people on a human level.
The movie already sucks.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, it took forever. What are they doing? I don't even understand.
I don't know.
First one was good. There was a second one, right? So this is the third?
You know more than I do, because I never saw any of them. Because I don't like things that are like, oh, I'm so fat and can't find a man. Here's some ice cream. Oh, my prince arrived. So it's not my kind of movie, but I know a lot of people loved it. And here's what's trending in sports. The Rockies destroyed the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium yesterday, 6-1. I'm Gina Grad, and today's trending brought to you by Subaru and the 2016 Crosstrek. Love where it takes you, just like I do. Coming up, which second most visited tourist attraction opened this day in 1982? First, Doobie Brothers. This is Mark in the Morning.
Now, if you are a fan of this show, of Mark in the Morning, there are two dates I want you to save. Saturday, July 23rd. You really should write this down. Saturday, July 23rd, especially if you live in Orange County. That is a daytime situation, which I'll fill you in on as soon as I can. And then the second one is Saturday night, December the 10th. Save both of those dates. It's time now for 6 Reasons Today Doesn't Suck.
1.
It was on this day back in 1982, Graceland opened.
Little sister, don't you?
Elvis Presley's mansion soon becomes the top tourist attraction in Memphis, and it is the second most visited tourist attraction behind what, Gina?
I'm going to go Disneyland.
White House.
Wow!
Little sister, don't you do.
Now, question, and I know what the answer is. Have you been to Graceland?
No.
You don't have to be a fan of his to thoroughly enjoy a visit to Graceland.
I am a fan, and I do want to go, but I've got to knock out Dollywood first. I'll get there.
Listen, it's going to take you an entire day.
Really?
Because you go through the house, and they give you the headphones where you walk up, and if there's an exhibit you're looking at that you want to know more about, you dial in the number, and it gives you some information. They then have the museum where all of his suits, his concert suits are. They have the museum where his cars are, the museum where his motorcycles are. They show films. It is an awesome, awesome day. You have got to get it done.
And it takes a day?
Oh, yeah, a full day, yeah.
Wow.
His airplanes are there on the site, and they're building a brand new Heartbreak Hotel. And guess where Heartbreak Hotel is located?
Sounds like it should be in Vegas.
It's at the end of Lonely Street.
Really?
Yep.
2.
Tom Jones is 76 years old today. The Welsh baritone made a U.S. splash in 1965 with this.
You want to be loved by anyone.
And he won Best New Artist Grammy. Have you ever, Tom Jones?
I was going to ask you the same thing. I am a Tom Jones fan. I've seen him live, and it blew my mind.
Maybe I will reshare this. We had him on Mark and Brian, and we had karaoke in front of him. And so he sang to karaoke, and we pulled out our brass. We played trumpet and trombone. Tom laughed his ass off through the whole thing.
Mark, we played that over a year ago. It's high time we play it again. Please
we'll
get that done.
We will.
3.
Happy birthday. Liam Neeson is 64 today.
I do are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Gina, you continue to be a source of disappointment for me.
Thank
have you.
You
seen that movie, Taken?
As you would say, I don't have a block on it. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Look, this was a little bitty movie, but it's perfect.
Yeah.
It is so good. You will be glued to the television. It is just, you've got to get it done.
And aren't there like 8 of them?
3.
Okay.
The second one sucked so hard, and I didn't bother with the third.
Okay.
But you only need to you just need to bother with that first one. It is simple. It is what length will a father go to for his daughter in this situation? You promise me.
I, Gina Grad, promise to see Taken.
Thank you.
4.
A pitch, a swing and a miss. Strike 3. A jump shot from the corner.
Ever want to watch two things that are on at the same time? Well, now you can, because Sony's revolutionary Betamax deck, which hooks up to any TV set, can actually...
It was on this day back in 1975, Sony introduces the Betamax, the first consumer video cassette recorder. The bulky machine sold for $1,000. Now, I was 22 or 23. I was way ahead of the curve. I knew that video was coming, and it's something that I wanted very, very badly. But you had to make a choice at the time, whether you go VHS... or you go Betamax. I literally studied it. And I went VHS, which obviously I made the right choice.
Now, I've understood over the years that Betamax was better quality, but VHS just won out through marketing or whatever.
Look, I was the only guy on the block who had... People would come over and freak out that I could put a tape in and we could watch a movie that I had recorded off television.
Wow!
I can remember as many as 10 people sitting on my couch, just mouth open, watching. And I had a camera, too.
Oh, wow. You're like Elon Musk. That's good.
Today is National Chocolate Ice Cream Day and...
5.
As we have been mourning the passing of Prince, today would have been his 58th birthday. Prince Rogers Nelson died, sadly, April 21st. And this was his very first hit. On This Day in History is brought to you by... No. 6 Reasons Today Doesn't Suck is brought to you by Bristol Farms, your extraordinary food store, keeping it local since 1982. All right, so it is vote day, and we have a text poll going. You can text the word Sanders, Clinton, or Trump to 21003. Mikey, where are we on the text poll?
Trump still has a big lead. Bernie is getting a little closer. Just a little bit.
All right, so we wanted to do an exit poll. Chick on the Street is at one of the voting places. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. All right, so let me tell you a little bit about my morning. So I've been to 3 of the poll places. The first place, so many old people, there's no way they would have even stopped to speak to me. And they were lined up very close. The fun thing is that there's a lot of notices posted everywhere that says don't talk to people, don't ask them about who they're voting for or anything, which was kind of the plan. So, you know, I'm just kind of out here floating around hoping for the best. Now I have 2 people walking by.
All
so
right,
I'm just
going
to, I think they're just doing a walk by, but I'm going to ask anyway. Hi, guys. Is there any way that I could ask you some questions about the polling and what's going on? Are you guys just out for a stroll?
I'm a Canadian, so I'm not much help.
And I'm a New Yorker.
Okay. Do you guys want to talk on the air?
No.
No? Okay. Enjoy your walk. You guys have a great one.
Now, Katie, when you talk to somebody, whoever they voted for, you have lovely parting gifts for each, do you not?
Yes, which also on the sign says, don't give anybody any kind of anything. So if I do, I've got I got some combs for the Trump.
That's for
people.
Trump, if you vote for Trump.
I have some arthritis pain care cream for the Bernie supporters. Uh-huh. And Hillary's so boring, couldn't think of anything, so we have Mark and the Morning Penguins.
Gotcha.
All right, Katie, do your best to find somebody so we can hopefully ask them who they voted for.
I'll do my best here.
And you got your tape measure just in case so we know you're 100 feet away?
I have it. Here, Michael, please grab this and run with it as fast as you can. Oh, all right, wait. Headphones are off, guys. Everything, wheels are falling off.
Katie.
Yeah, but it seems that we're at 100 feet here.
Katie.
Yeah, we're good.
We'll check back. Let us know if you run across anybody who does want to talk to you.
All righty, check on the street. Checking out for now.
All right, so now we talked about this. It's Tom Jones' birthday. He's 76. And I guess we played this about a year ago. Tom was on the Mark and Brian show. And we had Tom Jones karaoke. And so he picks it up and he's looking at it. And I said, would you want to sing with one? And he goes, sure. So I said, okay, pick the one you want to do. And he picked Help Yourself, which is awesome. This is 7 o'clock in the morning. And this guy sounds as good. And at one point, once he started singing, you'll hear me say, get the horns. We used to play trumpet and trombone. Brian played the trumpet. I played the trombone. And we played along with Tom Jones. He could barely keep it together long enough to finish the song. Nobody enjoyed this more than Tom Jones himself. Here it is.
Need some horns.
Uh-oh. Love is like candy on a shelf. You want to taste and help yourself. The sweetest things are there for you. Help yourself, take a few. That's what I want you to do. We're always told repeatedly the very best in life is free. So if you want to prove it's true, baby, I'm telling you, this is what you should do. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word and they are yours. Just help yourself to the love in my heart. Your smile has opened up the door. The greatest wealth that exists in the world. Can never buy what I can give. So help yourself to my lips, to my arms, and then let it really start to live. Heart had love enough for two. More than enough for me and you. I'm rich with love, a millionaire. I have so much, it's unfair. Why don't you take a share? Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word and they are yours. Just help yourself to the love in my heart. Your smile has opened up the door. The greatest wealth that exists in the world can never buy what I can give. So help yourself to my lips, to my arms, and then let's really start to live. Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word and they are yours.
Do it, Tommy.
Just help yourself to love.
Do it, Tommy.
In my heart, your smile has opened up the door. The greatest wealth that exists in the world.
Can you believe how great he sounded?
First of all, he sounds incredible, like studio quality. Second of all, what is wrong with you? Why would you do that all over this man's hit?
Because he enjoyed it. He got the biggest kick out of that.
Did you or Brian actually play at any point any of these instruments? Like
oh, no.
Growing up? You were just...
No.
Okay.
Yes, we just had brass in the room and lived for it. So just play anytime, anywhere. Now, I had to stop because at one, because I played the trombone. I almost passed out.
Why?
Because I was playing so hard. And I don't have the lungs for that. I really almost took a header.
Oh, my God. It was so good. Because even though none of your notes were even remotely close to what he was doing, the timing was perfect.
So this came up because of Gina. Her high school reunion is just around the corner, and she refuses to go.
Correct.
Why is that?
I don't know, man. I feel like everyone I talk to from high school, I still talk to. And the ones that I couldn't even put a face to the name. It was 20 years ago. So what do I care? God bless them. But I'm not going to spend money, take time off work to go and, yeah, I remember you. I think we had algebra together. What's the point?
All right. I did go to my 10th. And three memorable things happened. First of all, Linda had more fun than I did. So we're sitting there. Linda and I are sitting there, and I had seen a few people. And then a girl named Deborah walks over. I knew her from high school. And she asks Linda's permission to dance with me.
Oh.
And it's a slow dance. Mm. So I get up, and I'm dancing with her, and she's plowed. And she said to me, "I want to F you." Now, obviously, I don't remember exactly what I said, but I didn't do it.
Well, technically, she asked Linda's permission.
Yes, she did. And Linda later said, "You should have said, go ask my wife." There was this guy. He was the biggest nerd that ever lived. His name was Fritz Simmons. And at the reunion, I see him and I walk up and I go, "Hey, Fritz, what's up?" And he goes, "Excuse me, it's Dr. Simmons."
Oh, good for him.
That's a turd thing to say.
No, Mark, that's why you go to your high school reunion. So the nerd can say, "Excuse me, sir, that's Dr. Simmons." That's now, why he went.
Here's the best story of all. I don't remember his name. He was a sweet, meek, mild kid that people made fun of. I now, looking back, realize that he was gay. He would make these paper mache flowers and give them to the teachers.
Aww.
And they were amazing. I met him, or I saw him again at the reunion. He opened and developed a plastic flower business, and he was a billionaire. And I said to him, "Let's see him make fun of you now." Because I would watch him make these flowers, and he was amazing at it.
Okay, you're kind of making me curious about my high school reunion.
Yeah, you should reconsider. If you went to your high school reunion and you have a fun story to share, 888-696-1003. Mike, you just called me names. So the topic we've got, and we've got full phones. Did you go to your high school reunion, and do you have a fun story? Let's go to Natalie. She's calling from L.A. Natalie, what happened at your high school reunion?
Yeah. I went to my 10-year reunion, and actually, Gina, it's the best one that I went to. The rest of them were downhill, so I don't blame you for not wanting to go. I went up to this girl, and she was sitting with this guy, and she had married one of the guys in the class, and they had divorced, and so I figured this guy was her date. And so I said, "Becky, I had you pegged for 6 kids by now." And then I looked at the guy, and the guy didn't have a name on his name tag. And I thought, "Oh, how nice, Becky." Something was said about this girl that we all knew. And I said, "Oh, that's really nice. Becky must be going out with Cindy's brother." And then I went, "Oh, my God, Cindy didn't have a brother." And I'm standing next to my husband, and I said, "Larry, this is Brad so-and-so," and I said, "And Brad, this is my husband, Larry." And we walked away, and I said, "That guy you just shook hands with?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "That used to be a girl I used to know."
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was very, very freaky, because I knew her really, really well. And we used to be in choir together and go to choir festivals. And I even went to her house a few times. And she just kind of ran in the same circle I did.
Well, he came to the reunion. You know, he obviously wasn't hiding or anything like that. Was he jovial? Was he introducing himself?
Yeah.
That's cool.
He kind of was quiet, but there was a girl that he was really good. She was really good friends with, and they danced, and that was kind of weird to watch. But
well, Natalie, you and I have got to hang out. You go into choir festivals. You party hard, bitch. That's good
stuff.
Hey,
Mark. He did.
Coming up, Sports with Todd, brought to you by our friends and buddies at Frontier Toyota. Todd's going to tell us the riveting story of how Aaron Rodgers is giving up dairy products. That's just around the corner.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
It is time now for Sports with Todd Donahoe. So, Todd, quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers, he's giving up dairy products?
So you want to start with the riveting stuff? Is that it?
Yeah, I want to get right to the good
stuff. Don't bury the lead,
Todd. No, he is. He's giving up dairy products. He says he wants it for a diet, for nutrition. He says he's as lean now as he's been in years at 218 pounds. This does provide a bit of a problem, though, Mark, because he does play for the Green Bay Packers, whose fans are known as cheeseheads, and Wisconsin is in the dairy state. Wisconsin's the dairy state, and the top athlete in the state is giving up dairy products? Are you kidding me? See, and you teased it like it was going to be a boring, dull story. Well, shame on you, Mark Thompson. Shame on you.
I stand corrected. That was great.
All right. By the way, also NFL news, Marshawn Lynch says he's firm. He is retired. He's not coming back. He's done.
Wow.
All right, Major League Baseball now. Let's go. Rockies beat the Dodgers 6-1. Tyler Chatwood, 8 innings of one-hit baseball. In fact, the Dodgers only had one hit. And Trevor Story, remember, he was the rookie who had the great first week of the season, hit a 3-run home run. That's his 16th home run of the season. And Jared Goff and his fellow Rams draftees were on the field before the game, and Goff threw out the opening pitch. So there you go. Yankees 5-2 winners over the Angels. Carlos Beltran, 3-run home run in the 8th inning was the winning blow for the Yankees. By the way, the Cubs beat the Phillies 6-4. The Cubs, their 40th win of the season.
Wow.
By far the most in Major League Baseball. Now to the NHL, and Pittsburgh is only a game away from winning the Stanley Cup. They beat San Jose last night 3-1. Yevgeny Malkin with a goal and assist. So Thursday night in Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh will have a chance to win the Stanley Cup in front of their home fans. Well, I know Gina trended about this earlier today, and that was Steph Curry will skip the Olympics.
Yeah,
the NBA star, the two-time NBA MVP, is going to skip the Olympics because of his recent injuries, ankle and knee injury, and plus he doesn't want to get the Zika virus. let's tell him what it is.
Yeah.
LaMarcus Aldridge of the Spurs, who would be also a player that might be invited to the Olympic trials, he says he doesn't want to go to the Olympics either because he has a finger injury. Yeah, you better rest those fingers in the off season. I mean, does that tell you right there? It's all the Zika virus. Come on. MMA, and I know that Gina trended this too, and this is a big story. Mixed martial arts fighter Kimbo Slice. I mean, he's a giant in the sport. Died Monday, age 42. They don't know the cause of death, but he was a charismatic personality that really helped transcend the sport. He fought both the UFC and Bellator, but. He was an internet sensation. Remember how we said that Muhammad Ali was big in using the media? Well, Kimbo Slice was one of the first to use the internet because he became a fighter by showing himself beating up guys and internet things on YouTube. And then they said, who is this guy? And then he got in the ring and he became famous. So,
wow.
Kimbo Slice, rest in peace. And by the way, Muhammad Ali, and I think you mentioned this earlier this morning, Mark, too, Will Smith will be one of his 8 pallbearers. Boxer Lennox Lewis will also be. But I always loved the line when Ali found out that Will Smith was going to play him in the movie, and Ali said to Smith, you're not pretty enough to play me. Hey, that does it for sports, brought to you by Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia. You talk about pretty, it's pretty in beautiful Valencia, and the best place to be is the corner of Creekside and Valencia Boulevard. That's where Frontier Toyota is located, frontiertoyota.com.
We've asked the question, did you go to your high school reunion and did something fun or interesting happen? We've got full phones. We'll get to those momentarily. So we've been taking calls and asking questions about your high school reunion. I went. Gina refuses to go to hers. Not quite sure why.
I told you. It's been 20 years. I got other stuff going on.
Dude.
Although, well, it doesn't apply to me because I have a boyfriend, but someone just emailed us and said, I met my now current wife at our 20-year reunion. They reconnected.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'd like to see some of that happen. I'd like to be a little fly on the wall.
All right, let's go to Wendy. She's calling from Santa Clarita. Wendy, you went to your high school reunion. How was it?
Well, I've been to every high school reunion, and they're fabulous, Gina.
Okay.
We just had our 40th, but at my 20-year high school reunion, I went with my best friend. She ended up locking me out of our hotel room because she hooked up with her old boyfriend from high school. I had to go stay in someone else's room who happened to be a guy, but honestly, and he gets mad at me when I say this, he was a perfect gentleman that night, but we're together today.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, wow. So...
yeah.
So your friend that hooked up, was she married?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. Married? Yeah,
Wait,
did her husband not go with her to the reunion?
No, he was home with their three kids.
Oh, my God.
No.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Now, let me ask you, is she still married?
He sadly passed away, but she has remarried, and she's, you know, happily married now. So that was a long time ago. That was 20 years ago.
Did she marry the guy she hooked up with?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That was a one-night thing. Okay.
So she's a complete slut then.
Mark.
Well, yeah, she was in high school, and she was then, too.
Good for her. Oh, this is complicated.
So you've been to every one of them. What do you get out of them? What makes you enjoy it so much?
I was fortunate enough to go, starting from kindergarten, with a group of people that we have been friends since. And, wow, of course, with the birth of Facebook, we've been able to get in touch with a lot more people. You know, back then, people started in kindergarten, and you went all through middle school, high school together. Nowadays, that doesn't happen so much. But our generation, we all stayed in touch with each other. We had our 40-year last year. I've always been part of the reunion committee. I'm part of putting together the reunions. And it's just been, listen, it's so much fun. Everybody's having grandchildren now, and we've taken it from a formal affair to more of a picnic environment.
Well, Wendy, you were great. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling. I had heard that Facebook ruined high school reunions.
Because
it used to be, yeah, you used to be, you'd show up and catch up. And
yeah.
Now everybody knows everything about you because of Facebook.
Right.
Let's go to Richard calling from Mission Viejo. Richard, what happened at your reunion?
Well, I want to start out, if everyone can remember the John Cusack movie, Gross Point Blank.
I love Gross Point Blank.
Okay, well, Joan Cusack had a statement. She said she went to her 10-year, and it was like everybody just swelled. Keeping that in mind, I'm 3 sheets to the wind. I have a girl walk up to me, and she goes, wow, you haven't changed a bit. I look down, I see her name tag, and I realize it's the girl that got away.
Oh.
I look at her, and I go, wow, you have.
Oh, Richard.
Not exactly my finest moment, but I'll never forget.
Terrible.
Wow. Hey. Drunk in public and talking.
Speaking of reunion movies, Mark, do you remember Peggy Sue Got Married?
Love it.
Me too. What a great reunion movie.
Now, listen, I, those of you that have never seen it, you must see it because Nicolas Cage...
yep.
Does the most bizarre thing. They were concerned when they were shooting. They had to get in touch with the studio and go, I don't know if this is going to fly, because he did a very unusual performance. For me, it wound up working.
Right. And he had like a real deviated septum back then.
Yeah, very, very risky
odd,
what he did. But Peggy Sue Got Married. If you've not seen it, check it out. Let's go to Walt. I guess he has a comment. Good morning, Walt.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Gina, if you don't want to go to your high school reunion and you need an escort, I'll take you. I'd be happy to escort you.
Oh, well.
But here's the deal about reunions. It's like it's like the epilogue of your life. You find out what happened, who married who died, who got thrown in jail. It's just it's a recap of what happened in between those 20 years.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, Walt. I'm curious.
I've been on all my committee members, all my reunion committees, and it's just, it's like the gal was saying earlier, it's a lot of fun, and you connect with people that you knew a long time ago, and you learned what happened to them and how their life turned out.
Well, Gina, the problem of it is that you completely suck. Here it is. You've got this reunion, and you're not going to take one for the team where you could go and then come back and report on the thing.
I would have to miss work. You love me. You hate when I'm not here.
I do, but, I mean, whatever. The fodder that could be, you could Facebook Live from the thing.
That
it
would
be
funny.
Awesome.
But I love my life now. I'm complete now. I don't have to go back and relive the old times. I don't know why I'm so bah humbug or why I'm being portrayed to be so bah humbug about this. But God love you. Go to your reunion.
Well, I mean, I loved Wendy's story. She got locked out of her hotel room because her mm-hmm. mate was hooking up mm-hmm. while her husband babysat her three kids.
Terrible.
You're a whore, and you always will be. Love it too much. Find out what's trending. Here's Miss Grant.
Thank you. Well, the Minnesota governor has declared today Prince Day, just in time for his birthday. The house that inspired the Amityville horror book and series of scary films is now on the market. Listed at $850,000, the waterfront colonial on Long Island, New York, boasts five bedrooms, four bathrooms, a large boathouse, a two-car garage, and a boat slip. And several sharks have been spotted at Orange County beaches. Yesterday, it was Sunset Beach, pretty much all around the Huntington Beach area, so be careful. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending. Trending brought to you by Subaru and the 2016 Crosstrek. Love where it takes you. I know I do. Coming up, we have Jean Simmons' daughter, Sophie Simmons, in studio. We're going to talk about everything from her reality shows to her advocacy centers. Lots going on. But first, a little Prince. This is Mark in the Morning.
Now, we are welcoming Sophie Simmons to the program. Her father is Gene Simmons. And Sophie, I have been friends with your dad for close to 30 years. Now, we don't go to dinner with each other, but I've known him and had him on the show many, many times.
Well, he doesn't really have friends.
Hey, you guys.
So this is great to hear.
Something else you guys have in common.
With the TV show Family Jewels, one of my favorite moments was your dad was out back bathing the dog, and then because he didn't want to bother turning on the hose, he just picked the dog up and dropped him in the swimming pool.
I mean, on the one hand, very smart, time sensitive,
right.
You know, great,
work smart enough.
On the other hand, poor dog, please don't throw it in the pool. Like, I don't know. He's really sweet like that, you know. Just everyday things just don't register with him, but he's great with business and great with music.
Now, one of the things that I loved about the TV show is your brother, Nick. Nick has written several things about you. For number one, Sophie will never start a movie at home and finish it. It is a rule that she must fall asleep before any twist or surprise ending occurs. Her brother will then take pictures of her sleeping face and text them back to her.
Yep. And so instead of writing a bio on my website, I was like, hey, Nick, you know me the best. Would you mind just like writing 10 facts about me? And of course, he took it as this brotherly moment to just say everything that I hate
humiliating
about myself.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But we have the comfiest couches in the world at my house. And so as soon as I lay down and we try to watch a movie, I'm done. Like, I've never seen past 10 minutes of most films.
Wow.
Well, when you got a comfy couch, put it to use. Now, Sophie has a lot of things going on. One is she's currently seen as the host of Refinery29's Body Image School. It's a digital series on YouTube. Talk a little bit about the advances that we have made with body image.
I think just the fact that we're seeing different sizes, shapes, and colors of women is a huge step forward. I mean, when I was growing up, we had the 90s supermodels, and there was one African-American woman, Naomi Campbell, and right. That was it. And
like, maybe Iman if you were lucky.
Maybe Iman if you got like one of her spreads, but that was it. And there was no diversity. There was no different sizes or shapes. Everyone was 6 foot and perfect. And just the fact now that we have Ashley Graham's and
Mark, you so love hot. You love she's Ashley so Graham.
Oh, I know. I she is she's so freaking
can ridiculous. Can I say that I've met her in person several times, and when she walks in a room, like, time stops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see
she's
that.
She's that stunning.
Oh.
So, I mean, I just think that the fact that we have those women now is a huge step forward. And Body Image School is really just a series about little exercises girls can do to boost their confidence before they walk out the door.
If you just joined us, we're speaking with Sophie Simmons. She is Gene Simmons' daughter. And I discovered a video. I'm that guy that I'll get on YouTube and all of a sudden 3 hours have passed and mm-hmm. I don't know what I've been doing. But I stumbled across a video. I have another video gift, and you're going to love this. I was riveted to it. Your dad was sitting there, and he was putting his demon makeup on you. What was the genesis of that?
So Cosmopolitan Magazine has an online outlet. That's Cosmo.com, and they do people's beauty routines. And they said, would you come on? Would you show us your daily makeup? And I said, well, like, usually I don't wear makeup unless I have to be somewhere. But my dad has a makeup routine. Why don't we do that? And they were like, oh, sure. Like, not really knowing what to expect, I don't think.
Did that click with them when you said my dad has a makeup routine?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
And so they were like, just text us what you need. And we're like, okay, like, clown makeup, white number one, like, black number five. And they were like, really? Just white and black? We're like, yep, that's
You're still not getting this, are you?
Still not getting it. But it took about 2 hours. I don't know how long they condensed the video too, but it's quite the process. He really takes it very seriously.
Wow.
Well, if you want to see what Gene Simmons does to his face every day, and I wonder how because he applies his own makeup, correct?
Yes, they all do.
It is riveting to watch. You're watching Gene Simmons put his face on his daughter, and you're correct. I was mesmerized by the process of how he does it. And then he would tell you to, like, okay, do your lips like this.
Yeah, he's very serious about it.
Yeah,
it's a whole thing.
It's on Mark in the Morning Facebook, right, Mikey?
Yep, it's there now.
It's on Mark in the Morning Facebook. Check it out. I'm telling you, I sat and watched every bit, and I could watch it 10 times again.
And he will.
Sophie Simmons is in the room with us. Her brother Nick has written a few things about her. He says, when Sophie gets scared, she doesn't scream or run away. Instead, she falls down, crumples to the ground like a pile of laundry. She will then stay curled up in a little ball until the scary thing goes away or it just simply stops being scary.
What?
Yeah, I have when they say people have weak knees, I really do. And when I get scared, my knees buckle and I just lay down. And it's a terrible defense mechanism.
So we know where you stand on the fight or flight spectrum. You just kind of stop.
I think I just die.
Yeah,
I don't
okay.
know. Like, I think I would just not live past the scare part.
Sophie, did you see the movie The Revenant with... No, of course you didn't. You'd fall asleep.
I did. No, I saw it. My friend is in it. I'm super proud. I stayed awake through that whole thing, and it was great.
I said to Gina after I saw it, which was my favorite movie of last year, I said, if a time machine was available and it sent me back to that time, I would be dead in 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Those Indian battles and the bear attack. One of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as soon as it opened, I was like, it's so beautiful. I want to live there. 5 minutes into it, everyone died. And I was like, no, never
nope,
mind.
Nope, no, nope.
I think I'm good where I am.
We are speaking with the daughter of Gene Simmons, Sophie, and she's involved in a lot of stuff. Plus, when we come back, we're going to do the island questions. That'll give us a chance to get to know you a lot better, Sophie. So we are enjoying a visit from Gene Simmons' daughter, Sophie. She's involved in a lot of stuff, and we'll get to that. But right now, Sophie, we're going to do the island questions. This gives everybody a chance to get to know you. There's no wrong answer. It's your answer. You're going to go live the rest of your life on an exotic island. You can take one kind of candy bar. What will it be?
Oh, a Big Turk. Do we have that here? It's a Canadian. I'm half Canadian, and we have the best candy. I'm really sorry about that. But it's like a giant gummy bear bar covered in chocolate.
Wow.
I'm listening.
It's kind of like a play on Turkish Delight, Big Turk.
Is it like a caramel nougat-y center?
No, it's just like that jelly thing with chocolate on it. It's really hard to explain. We don't have it here, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can take one kind of food to eat on the island, your favorite. What would it be?
Broccoli.
That is our first broccoli.
That's my favorite food. Yeah. I love it.
Like flash fries?
I eat bowls of it.
Like with cheese?
No, just like steamed.
God bless you.
Out of all the food.
I know, since I was little, I know my parents are like, you're broken. This is not this is not a child's food.
You can take one album. What will it be?
Oh, damn. You know, when I was younger, I used to listen to Pink's Misunderstood album like every day of my life because I thought she was just the coolest, most badass woman. So maybe that one.
It's a good pop album, Mark.
Pretty good.
You can take one movie. What will it be?
Count of Monte Cristo.
In case you need to sleep.
In case I need to plot revenge.
Gotcha.
Or whoever put me on the island. I don't know.
All right. So for conversation's sake, somebody to talk to. They dead or alive, they'll be alive for you.
Oh, somebody to talk to who has to talk to me trapped on an island? Adele, hi.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to trap you on that island.
She'd be fun.
Yeah, she would.
For sexual gratification, and it can't be present husband or boyfriend, somebody to pleasure you, and they can be in their prime, who would it be?
Oh, I can pick someone now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Maybe Michael Fassbender.
Ooh,
oh, is he a fantastic actor or what?
He's my favorite actor. He's fantastic.
And I'm not saying this is your reason, but it would be mine. Did he not go full frontal in a movie?
He did.
Yeah. Michael I pick him too.
He did.
Yeah.
Also, I picked him because I know exactly what I'm getting.
Yep.
Like there was no guessing.
Yep.
Does he have it going on in the ding-dong department, that Michael Fassbender?
Well, I'll say that I took my best guy friend to see the film with me, and he walked out 5 minutes into it.
Yeah.
He was like, I can't do this. And just left. He was like, I'm so upset.
Now, Sophie's brother, Nick, who I've been petitioning Sophie to get him in here sometime because he's great, he wrote, Sophie sometimes has trouble saying words. If a word doesn't come out as planned, Sophie will instead make a small roar sound and then throw something at you, which will probably land in some inexplicable position on your head.
My family, okay. They're convinced that I'm really lucky, and weird stuff does happen to me. Like, I'll throw, like, a coin on the table, and it'll land perfectly on its side, balanced, like, weird stuff like that. Yeah, and then he's making fun of, like, it's probably, like, a condition I have where I'll start to speak and can't think of a word. Like, I'm pretty sure it's a stroke is what they call it.
Mark's familiar.
But he finds it so cute.
This happens to me several times every day.
Yeah.
The words don't come sometimes.
No.
Yeah.
And so you just skip over it. It says you're also the face of Adore Me's plus size model campaign, a community you have become a prominent voice for.
Yes. Which is interesting because I'm not actually plus size. I'm kind of in between. Plus size starts at size 14 and straight size, which is models that you see in magazines, start like 0 to 4. And I'm
that's a big six, chasm
so,
in
like,
the middle.
I'm in the middle. Just floating around. Yeah. So sometimes I get to be with straight size models and sometimes I get to be with plus size models. And Adore Me is a great lingerie brand that hires just all different sizes of models, even in between girls, to show what the lingerie would actually look like on real people.
That's smart.
Sophie Simmons is in the room. She is the daughter of Gene Simmons. Now, growing up, and the reason I bring this up is because I want to talk about your music. Being Gene's daughter, was music in the house all the time? And if so, in what form?
It was. We were forced to take piano and guitar lessons, and we took some rhythm lessons. Never singing lessons, for whatever reason. And, there was music constantly, but I stayed away from it for years because I just didn't want to do what my parents did,
right.
And I think everyone feels that way when they're growing up. So it wasn't really until the last year of high school that I was like, you know what, I really love singing and it's something that I want to do and I've decided it's for me and not because of you. So then I was okay about going back into it.
So what kind of music, if somebody's going to go discover it, what are they going to, is it pop? Is it rock? Is it, what is
it? I'd say it's alternative pop. But I started as a singer-songwriter, so a lot of my lyrics and songs start on just piano and then they kind of get built out from there.
And what is your creative process? I always like asking this because some people, they wait until an inspiration hits them. Some people will sit down at 8 a.m. and try to write until 5 p.m. They work it like a job. How do you do it?
I sing in the car and I just record what I sing in the car. And usually if I stumble on something good, I can pretty much sing like the first verse and chorus of something, and then I'll go into a studio with a co-writer and be like, I have this verse and chorus, let's build a song around it. And that's usually how it goes.
Tell us something about your dad that most people don't know, because I know that he, because I've known him and he's been on the show many, many times. I told Gene the last time I saw him, which was at the LA Kiss football game, I said, don't ever stop talking. As long as you talk, I will have a job. And I play.
So you're the reason why he won't stop.
I play clips of him all the time. He is a highly intelligent, very funny man.
He is.
He's also brutally honest and a brilliant businessman. So having grown up with him, what are some things about Gene that most of us don't know?
He's extremely philanthropic. Extremely.
And that's not something he would boast about, I assume.
No, he doesn't think people should brag about their charity work or, like, talk about who they vote for or just, you know, anything on that personal level. He likes to keep it on the down low, and he just talks about business pretty much, which is respectable. I get it. He doesn't want, you know, admiration for giving money to charity because you should give money to charity.
Right.
But right now we actually have a boy, Zinna, staying with us from Liberia, who's here to get club foot surgery, and he's staying with us till September.
Oh my God, that's really cool.
Yeah. So, but he would never brag about that.
Right.
Because it's not, he doesn't find it something to brag about. He just thinks that's what you should do.
Right.
Wow. Well, you know, it is, as odd as this is going to sound, because I've never been around Gene with you or with Nick. I don't know what kind of father he is. But by watching this video of Gene putting the makeup on Sophie, you can tell what a great dad he is. That shows so brightly in that video.
He really is. He's a fantastic dad. My parents parented us very strangely. We didn't have rules, really. We just had basically three rules. You have to go to school and do your work. You're not allowed to do drugs or smoke, and you're not allowed to drink. And other than that, like, if your room's messy, I don't care.
Wow.
I don't get why people get on their kids about their rooms being messy. Who cares? If you get good grades.
Hear that, Mom?
And you're not a drug addict.
No.
You're doing great.
Yep.
Seriously.
So before we get you out of here, Sophie, what are some things that we must know about? Things that you wanted to promote?
I'd love for people to check out Sophie's Place, which is my center for abused children. It's located in Vancouver, British Columbia. We help kids 18 and under who have been mentally, sexually, and physically abused. And we help with the legal side of things on the top floor of our building, getting them through counseling and the legal process to all the way to the end. And on the bottom half of the building, we're actually a school for mentally and physically disabled children. So we deal with prosthetics. We deal with eating and swallowing clinics. We have a pool for physical therapy.
Wow.
It's great.
That's amazing.
Well, Sophie, you're welcome in here anytime. Had a blast with you. And please ask your brother if he'd like to come in and sit down and just do shenanigans for a couple hours.
I really want him to, and I really want him to get into radio. He's so smart, so maybe you can convince him.
Your brother is hysterical.
He is. He's brilliant, and he's read every book on the planet. He can reference you under the table. It's great.
Sophie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, so before we get to trending, we had a text poll going. You could text the word Sanders, Hillary, or Trump, and we have the results. Mikey.
All right, so Bernie made a comeback, but it wasn't enough. Donald wins. Donald Trump, 47%. Clinton, 18%. And Sanders, 34%.
Donald by a landslide.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fascinating.
Gina, what's trending?
All right, good stuff. Well, this is crazy, Mark. I don't know if you've heard this story yet, but an ex-wife of murder victim Martin Durham believes Durham's parrot repeated something that was said just before his fatal shooting in May 2015. Now, follow me on this. Durham, who is 45, was shot 5 times in his home in Michigan. His then-wife, Glenna Durham, survived with a head wound. Now they're saying that the reason they think they know that Glenna inflicted her own wound on herself and shot her husband to death is because of their parrot. The parrot, ever since the shooting, has been repeating the fight that Glenna and Martin had that led up to the shooting, and they're calling it evidence. Basically, he can do their voices because he's a parrot. You can hear him arguing back and forth, and then the parrot says in the husband's voice, "Don't effing shoot."
Wow.
So this is some pretty crazy evidence of what actually happened in that house that night.
I wonder if that could be admissible.
Well, they're trying to figure that out right now, whether the parents' testimony can be used in court, which is such an insane thing to say. But they don't have, they're bird brains, literally. They're just repeating what they hear. You know, it's not, they're not coming up with anything on their own.
Well,
so,
for for a very short time, we had an African gray, which is the greatest mimic bird out there.
That's what they had.
And I bought him from a pet shop. And so we had Christmas. It was a Christmas gift for the whole family. We had Christmas. We had something to eat. And then we all took a nap. That bird, because he came from a pet shop, sat downstairs while we're trying to sleep and barked like the eight different dogs he lived around. Couldn't get him to shut up.
How long did you have little Polly?
About a year, because I don't know if you know this about large birds. They become cranky.
Oh.
He would reach out from the cage to try to bite you.
Ew.
So I gave him away.
Okay, you rehomed him, as they say. All right,
yes.
Very good. Well, I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. Trending brought to you by Subaru and the 2016 Crosstrek. Love where it takes you. I know I do. This is Mark in the Morning, and this is Steve Miller Band.
Tuesday. In the can, Uncle Joe with the 10 at 10.
In the can thing is kind of scary when I think about that. Sounds 10 at 10 today. Can you say that, Joe? Sounds 10 at 10 today. Supported by AmcoSoCal.com, AAMCO, AMCO, transmissions, and a whole lot more. Special day today. Because of the elections, that's why we're doing power trios.
Ooh.
Isn't that why we're doing power trios?
Well, exactly.
Three-piece bands. We're going to start out with one that every member of the band has been in the band since they formed in 1968. That's how we're going to start it out today.
Well, tomorrow we've got some good stuff. We have a plastic surgeon coming in. Did you know that there is plastic surgery for your butt?
I'm sorry?
Yes.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We have another rousing round of Facebook feud, and our topic is, what did you last climb through the garbage to get? We'll run that around tomorrow. Mikey, it's your turn.
I can't top that. Here's Journey, Don't Stop Believing on Mark in the Morning.
Oh, that was great.
Oh, sure, podcasting is great, but have you heard about this new invention that puts Mark in the Morning directly in your car each weekday morning? Yeah, it's called FM radio, and you'll find Mark in the Morning there on 100.3 FM in Southern California. Thanks for listening.